2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 316. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah farmers and ranchers are banding together in prayer this weekend as they grapple with one of the worst water situations in decades. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, investigators trying to find out what sparked a fire at a Bountiful home. One firefighter was injured in the blaze that did more than $700,000 in damage. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's going to be southbound I-15 near 2300 North in Sunset, where crews have temporarily stopped traffic to get these little piggies off the roadway and keep them safe and sound. Drivers, you are being held back only temporarily. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warm temperatures for the weekend and a few thunderstorms, too. I'm Brett Benson.
82 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite the CDC issuing new guidance, Americans fully vaccinated can shed their masks for most indoor and outdoor situations. Reaction is mixed.
Everybody's been waiting for this moment for a while now. It's been a year plus of this now.
From relief to reluctance, a gift shop owner in New Jersey is still masking up.
As a business owner, how do you know who's vaccinated and not? I don't want to get in the car and people.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says they made their decision based on science. House members electing Congresswoman Elise Stefanik as GOP conference chair today, just days after removing Liz Cheney following her criticism of former President Trump's false claims the election was stolen. Cheney speaking to ABC's Jonathan Carl for ABC's This Week.
I think the issue really is Donald Trump, and it really is the party, and whether we're going to be a party that's based on the truth.
The full interview airs Sunday. Meantime, House Homeland Security Committee leaders have agreed to form a commission to investigate the U.S. Capitol siege. ABC's Andy Field has more.
Many Republicans did not want to just investigate the Trump supporters' attack on the Capitol and instead wanted to include violence during last summer's Black Lives Matter protests. Democrats in control of the House disagreed, and it took more than 4 months to reach agreement. If the House votes yes, the commission will only focus on the Capitol attack.
As restrictions lift, the terror threat assessment now projecting a volatile summer.
The country is facing threats that a new Homeland Security alert called increasingly complex and volatile. The alert is issued so police and the public can prepare for what may be a potentially dangerous summer due to a combustible mix of would-be domestic terrorists, those inspired by foreign terrorists, and people prompted to act out based on grievances and conspiracy theories about everything from the pandemic to politics. As virus restrictions ease and the weather warms, public gatherings offer what the alert called a broader range of targets.
ABC's Aaron Katursky, you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. House Republicans have their replacement in the leadership left by Congresswoman Liz Cheney. New York's Elise Stefanik was elected House GOP conference chair this morning. And in contrast to her predecessor, she focused on her support for the former president this morning.
I believe that voters determine the leader of the Republican Party, and President Trump is the leader that they look to. I support President Trump. Voters support President Trump. He is an important voice in our Republican Party, and we look forward to working with him.
How can you be unified so long as you have some members who support the former president and some who don't?
We are unified, and I look to the voters across America. Republican voters are unified in their support and their desire to work with President Trump, and we are unified as Republicans. As I said, this is the slimmest majority that Nancy Pelosi has in a generation. We picked up a number of seats, defied expectations. We're going on offense, and we're going to win on the issues because people are understanding that Joe Biden's pledge of bipartisanship, he has broken that pledge since his first day in office. There has been no bipartisan outreach. It has been party line, partisan, far left votes. And the American people are seeing the disastrous results in the border crisis, the economic crisis, the national security crisis, and more. The American people are hurting, and Republicans are going to fight for them.
Is there a place in the party for vocal Trump critics like Liz Cheney, like Adam Kinzinger?
Liz Cheney is a part of this conference. Adam Kinzinger is a part of this conference. They were elected and sent here by the people in their district. They are part of this Republican conference. We are unified in working with President Trump. My job representing our Republican members, the vast majority, we will look forward to working with President Trump.
Elise Stefanik, the newly elected House GOP conference member replacing Liz Cheney. Stefanik will help craft the conference's messaging. KSL News Time 321. Bit late, but let's get to it. Triple Team Traffic, Ricky Meese, go ahead.
Well, we have some nasty delays up north, southbound I-15 due to stopped traffic while crews try to rescue the little pickies off the freeway in the Roy and Sunset area. They temporarily stopped traffic. They're going to let you go now, and Steve will give you an update on that. But for those in Salt Lake County, I-215's Belt Route, I-80 and the 201, all in good shape. It's southbound I-15 where traffic is filling in and slowing down as you go between 4500 and 7200 south. Looking good on I-15 in Utah County. Steve?
Yeah, we have those delays in Davis County on northbound 15 at Burton Lane and Kaysville up into Clearfield. And as Ricky mentioned, we have big backups on southbound 15 due to some animals on the road on the freeway in Sunset. Those delays go all the way back to 31st Street in Ogden. The 3-for-1 sale is happening at all 11 Ogden's flooring and design locations. Get carpet, pad, and installation for one low price, plus a free premium pad upgrade. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson from the KSL Traffic Center.
Piggies on I-15, obviously going to market. Let's check the 7-day forecast now. And here's Brett Benson.
Looking at the next 7 days, it's going to be warm statewide on Saturday. Windy conditions in southern Utah. 81 for high along the Wasatch Front. Low 80s on Sunday as well. Isolated thunderstorms possible. A bigger cool down for southern Utah heading into next week. For northern Utah, isolated storms on Monday are possible once again. Still in the 80s on Tuesday. Wednesday, upper 70s. A little more active towards Thursday and Friday with highs in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
It's 82 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 322.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to njdiet.com to lose the weight for good.
Andrea Bocelli in concert, presented by Stiefel. Saturday, October 30th, 7:30 p.m., Vivint Arena. Tickets on sale now at VivintArena.com.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Expect to save money. I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage. I believe that people have more important things to spend their money on than high commission loan officers. That's why City Creek Mortgage was designed to save people money. If you're shopping for a home loan, make sure you visit citycreekmortgage.com to get a second opinion. Our Find Your Best Rate tool will quickly help you to see what your rate and fee options will be without asking for any personal information. If you like what you see, apply online or call us at 801-900-HOME.
NMLS number 85855. Equal housing lender.
We're watching Utah's Money. Delta is requiring vaccination for all new employees. The CEO of Delta says getting the shot will be part of the orientation phase for new hires. KSL Drives Hyundai and Kia are dropping more than $7 billion in the U.S. to start building fully electric cars. The investment will help fund a four-year plan with production beginning next year. Dogecoin surged upward again today after Elon Musk tweeted again about the cryptocurrency. Doge jumped as high as 56 cents per coin this morning. It's been in the mid-40s the rest of the day. Wall Street, the Dow jumped 360 points, up a full percent to 34,382. The S&P added 61. The NASDAQ gained 304 points. That's 2.25% to the upside for the NASDAQ. KSL News Time 325. A Colorado man recently charged with killing his wife is now also charged with voter fraud. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Barry Morphew is now not just charged with killing his wife, who has been missing for a year, her body still not found, but he's also now charged with casting a fraudulent vote for Donald Trump in his wife's name while she was missing. FBI agents say in court documents that Morphew told them he thought that would give Trump another vote and that he figured the other side was cheating. Plus, he knew his wife would have voted for Trump, even though police contend she was already dead when the vote was cast by Barry Morphew. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.